Good afternoon. Couple of announcements, or one, Jeff Schwartz will be activated this afternoon. There will be information forthcoming for you on that, but he will be activated. After looking at the tape, I pretty much said yesterday that I was pleased with the way the defense played and how hard they played. The fact that they bounced back, they still gave up 148 yards rushing, I do understand that. But we did an outstanding job in the red zone. We made the stops when we had to. We showed resiliency when the defense was forced on the field with a sudden change at the 29-yard line and held the opponent to a field goal. Overall, I was pleased with the way they bounced back. I was pleased with special teams. I thought that there were some, we gave ourselves some opportunities. We had a very good kickoff return that actually was to the 42-yard line. We stumbled over the kicker at that point. We had a good punt return, had a chance for a little bit more, I thought, with regard to that. Recovered our own onside kick. So I thought we gave ourselves chances with regard to our special teams play as well. Our offense did not play as well. However, we still had a chance to win the football game, and that says something for with as many turnovers as we had. We didn't run the ball well. We've talked about that. We definitely had some issues in pass protection. Too much pressure, too many hits on the quarterback. Understandably, it's pro football. You're going to have pressure, but we didn't. But I thought there was a little bit too much of that. So the point that I made with our team today was that a week ago our defense was upset and embarrassed. Hadn't played well. They really focused well, practiced well, put their nose to the grindstone. Their pride was on the line, and they played better. And I'm hoping that the offense will respond in the exact same way this week. And I'm hoping that the defense will continue to improve and that special teams will improve and that our offense will get themselves back on track where we can have all three groups contributing to I'm sure San Francisco doesn't feel this way, to what we really felt, or I felt, was an opportunity for us to win a game yesterday.
What's the plan with Schwartz going forward this week? How do you sort of see him fitting into?
We'll determine that.
Do you have a preference on side with him?
No, I don't have a preference yet. I don't have any preference yet, except to get him going.
Tom, is it worthwhile to bring up any other goals for your team other than just winning a game?
Not really. It's the most important thing. We try to keep it to that all year long, you know, where it's one game at a time. The next game is the most important game of the schedule, and we'll continue to do that.
Tom, you mentioned that you Pugh was able to practice last week, and you didn't really have an inkling that this was going to be a problem. Was he limited in practice last week?
He had a strain prior to the game in Seattle. I was worried at that point in time that he would not be able to play. He played the whole game. And when he reported the next day to the training room, the idea was they thought it could be managed because of the fact he had played the game and didn't seem any worse for wear. So he was treated, so on and so forth. He got a few reps off from normal, but I wouldn't say it was any drastic reduction. And then, to have him injured at that point in time in the game, before the game really even seemed to get started, was, you know, whoo. But we'll deal with it as best we can. I have no information for you today on Justin.
How do you think his replacement did, Brown?
Not very well.
What was the problem with the twists that they were running over?
That was the problem.
Why did they have the problem?
We had worked against it all week long. We had talked about it. I think I shared it with you, that they were a team that pressured about 25% of the time. The rest of the time, they were very good at TEs and ETs and some three-ways as well. We didn't initially stop the first rusher in order that we could then, you know, switch it off. We got too much penetration, and too much penetration ends up, you know, the guard stays on if it's a TE, doesn't get a chance to come off on the end. that was an issue, and it did happen a few times in the game.
So they're supposed to be passing it off, and that's the case. Is how much obviously was the lack of communication between those two guys?
I don't know that it's there's the lack of communication is not the word there. It's recognizing it, shutting the first phase of it down so that you can get the both parties on the same level and then switch it off. Didn't happen much that way.
Justin's a young player. Is it his responsibility to sort of speak up a little bit last week?
I wouldn't. I'm not. You're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill here, okay? The trainers were in conjunction with him. You know, we didn't think going forward that it was a major issue, that it was controllable, and it ended up being an issue in the game.
Tom, the four plays from the four-yard line, did Eli change any of those at the line?
We had to change the first play. You know, I spoke last night. There was a run called. We couldn't continue to keep the run on because of the number of people that were in the box with a, you know, a three wide receiver set, one back running scheme. So we did leave that play. Then later there was another opportunity to go to a run, but he felt good about the matchup that he had. And let's face it, we were ranked in the top 10 in the green zone all year long. It had been one of the things that we had done very well. And we had thrown the ball to, whether it be Larry Donnell or, you know, Ruben or whatever, we had done that any number of times, including training camp, including preseason. So we felt good about those opportunities, too. And, in fact, you know, after looking at the tape, I think two of those balls should have been caught.
How much are you providing your input as it goes along? Obviously, things are moving quickly. Ben's the one calling the plays. How much are you able to give input on specific play calls when it gets to the situation?
I can do anything I want at any time.
Did you?
And I do. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Did you in this instance?
Not which play.
Any of them?
Sure, I have input on that. But not necessarily each one, and not necessarily in the order that you might think. You know, after the timeout, then that's normally when I'll have my say, or in between series, I'll have my say.
When you come out of a game like that, is that a sequence that tends to replay in your head a lot?
Oh, sure. I mean, why wouldn't it be? Ball's on the 4-yard line. You got a chance to win the game. Somebody make a play. Get the ball in the end zone, you win. Yeah, I'll remember that one.
Coach, on that fourth and inches.
Matter of fact, I thought, you know, when he made that spectacular catch, I figured, this is going to be great. We're going to win one of those nail biters.
On that fourth and inches play,
yeah.
You said that you don't like to run the quarterback sneak. Is that a matter of just wanting to protect the quarterback, or
yeah,
is it more of a strategic calculation?
No, it's the quarterback. I've just felt that way, always have. I don't like them sticking their neck in a pile. I think there's other ways to go about it.
That's something pretty much forever.
I didn't do it with Doug Flutie.
What about Brunell? He was the guy who ran.
I still didn't do quarterback sneak, but he would run the ball.
When you look back on Eli's game, I mean, how much of that is, you know, he made a couple of bad decisions? How much is like receivers running in the wrong pattern, or
I don't believe any of it was wrong pattern. There was pressure sometimes to the point where he wasn't going to be able to function if he didn't, you know, release the ball when he did. There were a couple that, one in particular, I think he was really trying to hold back on releasing the ball. And it ended up obviously not thrown in the absolute direction it needed to be in. So there were different reasons. And no, there's no one individual now responsible for that. You can see the one guy because he's the guy that threw the ball. But, you know, and I'm not making any excuses for him either. I mean, at this level, you're going to get pressure. You're going to have people in your face. You're going to have people at your feet. But you deal with it, you know. But in situations sometimes where you're about to release the ball and you feel like you have to hurry in order to do something with the ball, you make an errant throw, you know, and it becomes a turnover. And we had done an outstanding job for the entire season of not letting that happen. And yesterday it happened. Now, you know, in a one-score game, my preference is not to be throwing the ball that much. So therefore, obviously, what's the other thing? You better be able to rush it. Well, we didn't rush it very well. We had a few runs that were pretty good, but we had a majority of them that weren't. And so there's really, there was no tempo or rhythm with regard to run, pass, pass, run. And our screen game accomplished nothing yesterday. We didn't do a good job getting out in front of the screen situation and being able to block the defenders, although on one occasion he had a whole sideline if we'd have been able to execute it. There might have been one defender on that side of the field. A lot of frustration.
Tom, what changed from that first drive when you guys were so efficient moving the ball downfield and getting into the end zone?
I just think the number two defense in the league probably had something to do with it. But on the seventh play, we scored on the fifth play, and on the seventh play of the game, we had another opportunity for a score there. Because we did have Odell running open on that play.
Tom, when you looked again at the four plays, were you troubled on second glance by anything with the amount of contact defensively?
Yeah, there was one. There was one for sure.
The Donnell play or the other one? The Rams.
Excuse me?
The Donnell or the Rams?
The Donnell play, yeah. But I didn't say it, you did. That's no excuse. He had the ball. Bring it down.
The play you're talking about you missed, was that the play action play where he threw deep to the sideline? You said there was a chance for another score?
Yeah, I'm not telling you which one. You have
to
look it up.
Tom, I was actually reluctant to ask about officiating, but I will. Has it become difficult game to game and play to play to know how much contact they're going to allow?
Well, that's been stated way back when, coming out of preseason, because there was so much emphasis, and no two crews are exactly the same. So, but by and large, we've had an issue here or there, not many, but again, it looked as if on Larry's play, if he could have got himself gathered at the right time and gotten up in the air, where he's best suited for that type of play, that he probably would have been in better shape to catch the ball. It didn't look like he got up as high as he really wanted to, and that was probably because of some contact or whatever.
I'm sure you poured over all of your angles. Did you find a definitive one where it looked like Odell had the first down on that hit?
Well, my initial thought on that was that he had made the first down, but in continuing his angle to the sideline, it looked like he came back a little bit to the line of scrimmage. And so I just mentioned to him this morning that, in knowing exactly where the first down marker is, once you've achieved that, you got to stay on that line. You don't want to drift away from that and take, for whatever reason, make it more difficult for the marking of forward progress.
You mentioned the struggles in the run a few times. Has that the inability to do that the last few weeks, has that pretty dramatically changed the way Ben calls a game and the way you guys together game plan what you want to do?
We game plan the heck out of the run. And we still have the 9-on-7, for example, the inside drill on Wednesday. Regardless of whether we're in pads or not, we have the drill just for the emphasis. And we carry a lot of runs. We really do. But, I'd like to tell you that you should stay there and pound away those one-yard runs. But third and eight, third and seven after two runs, you just don't have an inclination to want to be, in that position. So you pick your spots for the runs. And then at the end of the day, there's not many of them.
If you see it, for example, you get the fourth and inches and you can't make that inch, does that make you shy away from it later in the game?
Doesn't help.
How much do you look at yesterday with the lack of success in the run as them? I mean, they're obvious, like you said, they're the number two defense. Them being stout in that regard, or you guys a lack of execution?
I don't know if it's execution as much as when it comes down to, knocking your guy off the line of scrimmage. And it's not just the exact front either. The linebacker penetration was there on the fourth and one. I thought the safety showed up one of the first times that he really was down there like that in the run. He showed up on that play, and I think it just, he cuffed the ankle a little bit. Because when I first saw it, I thought maybe he could have got up in the air, but when I looked at it this morning, he couldn't have got airborne.
Tom, you talked about, reminding them today that the defense rebounded from what it felt was its worst performance, and you're hoping the offense does the same while the others did. If that was kind of the football message, was there any part of your message kind of with morale or, you know, just attitude, positivity, what kind of that was?
I complimented the way that they, I used the defense as an example of how they prepared, how focused they were, how concentrated they were, how well their practices went. Even when they fought their way through some different things that were that they didn't maybe get right away, like the number of times that you have to prepare for the unbalanced line, even though you may or may not see it in the game. You know, we did see it, but even through that, they remained and focused and hung tough, even when they were being corrected on things of that nature. And then I thought they played like that, and I thought they showed the resiliency that we had talked about the week before, when in fact you'd have a bad play and it seemed like all the air went out of the sideline. I thought they responded pretty well to that, and they were, you know, playing well enough to keep us in. As I said, it wasn't not totally clean, you know that, blah blah blah, but they were doing a much better job, and so I used that as an example for everybody. And of course, the idea of the way that our special teams, I honestly was looking for a punt return for a touchdown yesterday. I really was, and I told them that. And I think we're capable of doing some of that, of, you know, making a big play on a punt return, and maybe perhaps a kickoff return as well, as almost happened yesterday. So we keep moving in that direction, keep having good thoughts, and working towards everybody performing as best they possibly can and playing as hard as they can. And we're all disappointed, but don't get discouraged. You know, you got to come back and do it again, and you got to do it again, and you got to love Sunday afternoon or Sunday night. You got to build the week and then go and have the whole extent of working so hard is to come together with your talent and your skill, whatever game time is, Sunday or Monday. So we left them with those kind of messages.
Success of the offense ultimately mean getting back to that point of running effectively.
I think so. Well, I think you need balance, and that I would tell you yes, but obviously we got a ways to go there because we have a run here or a run there. You know, we had a 15-yarder and a 5-yarder, you know, but just not enough of them.